Got one more for you. They're letting us do one more. See. I wrote this song a while back, but and I started it a long while back. I guess about 2007, maybe. I got a letter from a man named Herman Wallace. He was one of three black men that were in the Angola prison that were put in there in the 70s, and they were trying to organize for better prison conditions. And there was a riot, and I mean, it was bad there, y'all. It was run like a plantation. It used to be a plantation, Angola did. And then they turned it into a prison. So it's kind of still run the same way. And a prison guard was murdered, and these three guys were pinned for it. And so time goes by, and one of them got out because of a mistrial and some bad evidence. And there were still two sitting in prison. And one of them wrote me a letter. His name was Herman Wallace. And he had been in solitary confinement for 35 years when I got that letter. And that's a 6x9 cell with an hour a day of getting out of that for 35 years. So I was pretty blown away when I thought about it. And it was a beautiful letter. And he was sending letters to different artists and musicians and just saying, you know, tell this story, get the word out. And subsequently, there's been so many things that have happened. And I read a book called The New Jim Crow by Michelle Alexander and just thought about it for years and finally got the song down. And Herman actually was released for just a very short while and died after that. He had cancer. But also Albert Woodfox is out and Robert King's out. They're out, they're free. And Herman's somewhere watching right now. But this is a song I wrote because one of the things that was said about these men was that they needed to be stamped down to prevent the rise of the Black Messiah. And I thought that was pretty interesting, since Jesus was an African. But this is for all the people working to fight racism in our criminal justice system. They called you the rise of the Black Messiah, like so many boys before you. And there'll be more to follow, threatening and hard to swallow. I've sitting underneath that hanging tree, just me and the ghost of the KKK. A poor man's gallows in the middle of the woods, the saddest tree that ever stood. Ooh, 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 ooh. My friend, I heard you tell of slavery's end, but have you heard of mass incarceration? That old Jim Crow, he just keeps getting born with a new hanging rope for the black man. Old Man River, what do you know about a plantation they called Angola? The devil's fall, prison there, it's the saddest fall that ever lived. Yeah, your great granddaddy, he works that land with shackles on his feet and on his hands. He built them levees, he chopped them. Gonna be damned when now that motor walks a brand new man. Ooh. Ooh. Thank you. the Black Messiah said they'd do any darn thing they could to keep you. You and your brothers from spreading the word, the gospel of freedom and the black man's worth. 40 years in solitary, consider the man that they just can't bury. I got this letter in my hands saying tell this story when you can. Yeah, but he's gonna rise. Yeah, he's gonna rise. Oh, and all them lynchers are gonna be damned when out of that hole walks a brand new man.
Thank you, Mountain Stage.
Thanks to Mountain Stage. This show is amazing. Great community here, and we're very honored to be on the show. Thank y'all. Thanks to Lydia and Patty and Manona.